This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Niger Arsenal fandom worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas. Now, 2-2 take finish for Emirates on Monday night as Crystal Palace and Arsenal have been shared the spoils. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang will open the scoring and Chelsea with the lead at the break.
Excellent one take. Wonderful effort from Pepe, and there's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Aubameyang in typically predatory fashion snaffles that one up.
But the visitors been fight back after the restart with goals from Christian Benteke.
And it's a fine strike from Christian Benteke. Crystal starting the second half on the front foot, but a costly error. Benteke gets his first of the season.
And Odson Edouard.
Now Edouard, White's got to stand tough here. And he cannot stand tough here. White and then Ramsdale beaten by a super finish from Odson Edouard.
Once they had the opportunity to counter, I must say they engineered it really well. Gallagher and then Olise finding Edouard.
Alexander Lacazette can strike deep into stoppage time, salvaging late draw with almost the last kick of the game.
White. Oh, it's been at the line! Alexander Lacazette at the death rescues a point for Arsenal! It's his third of the season, and it's his most timely and poignant strike. Look at the celebrations in the corner. The fans are back and they are loving every second of it. Lacazette off the bench to the rescue, and it's Arsenal 2, Crystal Palace 2.
Mirko here from Ateta High Intake City Match.
I'm not happy with the point, I have to be fair. We started the game really well with the right attitude, the right intentions, being brave, being dominant, playing in the opponent's half. We merit to score the goal. We scored the goal and we were in control. And then our level dropped. We have no composure on the ball. We start to give the ball away too easily in many different areas. We didn't have any sequences of passes. We wanted to attack in one or two passes. The distances were too big. We had no control. We have to defend deep in moments. After regaining the ball, we could not break the press and have any momentum. We have a disappointing period. After halftime, I think we improved. We got some control back in the game. And when we were in control, we gave the ball away twice in really difficult position, and we gave them the two goals. And in the Premier League, when that happens, you are climbing a difficult mountain. But those players kept believing, and they always do. They never gave up. The software, I think they were terrific. We scored one. I think we could have scored one or two more.
Alexander Lacazette, now your goal. Now you save Arsenal on the night. How does this make you feel?
Yeah, I wanted to bring a bit of energy to the team. I know when the fans in the stadium are alive and with us, it makes harder for the opponent, and maybe because the way we placed the second half, I think they were a bit sleepy. So I wanted just to bring them that energy that I know they like, and to change a bit of the game.
Opconas! Last week, Arsenal women been defeat Hoffenheim 4-0 for the UEFA Women's Champions League done on Thursday night. Not only did they press effectively and defend in numbers, then they fluid in attack and then control the game throughout. Jonas Eideval, they delighted with the performance.
I think all in all, it's our best performance so far this season. But we're not finished. We need to keep going. We haven't won anything yet. We need to be humbled, stay with the feet on our ground, and we need to be ready to go against Brighton when we return in the FA Cup semi-final.
Tobin Heath, congratulations on your first goal for Arsenal. How do you feel?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I've been waiting a bit for it. But I think I'm just thrilled with the result. The team showed a lot of character bouncing back from our game in Barcelona. And, you know, to get not only my goal, but to win the game 4-0 is perfect for where we want to be in this competition.
In other news, Arsenal are delighted to announce exciting new partnership with Expo 2020 Dubai, the first World Expo we go hold for the Middle East, Africa and South Asia region. World Expo now one of the longest standing and biggest international events where they bring people, business and nation together to connect, share ideas, learn and innovate. This event so go take place from October 1, 2021, go reach March 31, 2022. Expo 2020 Dubai, they offer visitors array of immersive experience at 192 country pavilions. As well as visiting the event themselves, first team players go produce unique content to showcase the fantastic event and opportunity we Expo 2020 Dubai they offer. In addition to this one, as partner of Arsenal, Expo 2020 Dubai go get significant presence for Emirates Stadium on match day through advertising on LED perimeter board, as well as exposure to the global fan base through extensive range of digital rights. We already see all those ones all over social media. Chief Commercial Officer Peter Silverton talks, Arsenal they look forward to showcasing Expo 2020 Dubai to hundreds of millions of fans and followers worldwide through range of digital match day and in-market campaign. He adds, in a fantastic way to support this historic first World Expo for the region, we will strengthen them presence for the Middle East alongside them long-standing and much-valued partnership with Emirates. The Chief Sales and Marcoms Officer of Expo 2020 Dubai, Shoto Douglas Home, talks say Expo 2020 Dubai, they delighted to partner with Arsenal. Say the team now proud part of the United Arab Emirates and Dubai legacy with Emirates Stadium, serving as the home base for many exciting wins on this journey. Then no fee wait for the Gunners fans all over the world to be inspired by everything we Expo 2020 Dubai they offer and to get glimpse into the players' own unique experience as they go host the world for 182 unforgettable days. Mikel Arteta been visit Expo 2020 Dubai and the Emirates Pavilion as part of a recent trip to Dubai. This now waiting in talk when you reach there. It's an incredible experience to visit Expo 2020 during a recent visit to Dubai and to experience the future of aviation for the Emirates Pavilion, the very fantastic, and the Al Wazl Plaza Dome light projections, a particular highlight of in visit. It's a truly unique experience we Ingo highly recommend to anybody with a visit Dubai in the next few months. Make you not forget, say the lead partner Emirates, now also premier partner and official airline of Expo 2020 Dubai. Then they offer one complimentary Expo 2020 Dubai Day Pass for anybody with the fly go Emirates between October 1, 2021 and March 31, 2022. For more information, visit arsenal.com. Up, Gunners! I'm gonna clap hand as I take welcome one of my favorite top Gunnerets them, YK Gunners. What do you make you call this Jesse?
And the reason why I've been they said Jesse be say before for school now mass come, I go read. So I read mass come finish, I can't start to the work. I they work for one magazine company like that. And sport department I did. So it get tired, I just decided I don't want to go work again, I want to do my business. So as I want to do my business, I don't say nah, anything sports related, now you are going to do. So now you are going to say, wait till I feel do, okay, Jesse, go relate to sports. Now you are going to say, okay, may I begin to say Jesse? And mostly now Arsenal, Jesse, I say, no, now Arsenal, why can't Arsenal? It's for sure I'll be Arsenal. So that's the reason why I said, okay, may I begin to say Jesse, because anything I want to do, it must revolve around sports.
Which club fans they buy Jesse pass for your hand?
Now, Arsenal fan, oh. For Twitter, I get over 12,000 followers. Like, I get 12,600 followers. And if you tell you, see, sure, confirm, 12,000 out of the 12,006, then be Arsenal fan. So, 98% for my followers, then they be Arsenal fan. So now then they buy the jersey pass, and you know now Arsenal fans they loyal. Even if the team, you know, they perform as we want, Arsenal fans go still buy jersey. Then they like, they support their team. Then be the best fan around for the whole world. So now Arsenal fans they buy jersey most from my hand.
When you start to support Arsenal and why?
And I start to support Arsenal for 2002. I remember, say, I be 10 years old then. So I go be set, I go the watch match. That I never still choose which team I want support. But then I will just watch Arsenal match. You know, now very center, different TV, different team. So I just watch match of different clubs. Say, this Arsenal, I like their playing style. You know, now attacking football. Pa, they don't reach from anybody and the likes. Then Lujumba, then Pyre. So they are football, they're very attractive, they're very interesting. So now I just think, but I say this team, they better Jare. So now I just like, I like this Arsenal. So since then, I never look back since 2002. And I remember I said that 2002, we finished second for Premier League behind Manchester United. And we even win FA Cup that year. So that time, we still the channel where we're. So now then I begin to support Arsenal and I begin us forever till eternity.
Where you think say Arsenal go finish for table this season?
You see, for me, I've been one optimistic Arsenal fan. I know I they believe till the end, until that thing they impossible. So even before the start of the season, me I they talk and say we go win league. But now, as I see and where we like say that league don't go fit do am. But I still believe say we fit finish for top four. We go qualify for Champions League. Like maybe say fourth, we go finish fourth. So me I believe say we fit still finish fourth. It don't seem as our players don't come back from injury now. We don't the sharp rapper. 3 wins, 1 draw. So I know say Arsenal go get back to better. But I know say this season we go finish for top four and we go back to Champions League where we deserve, where we suppose be as big as our club be. We suppose they play Champions League every year. So this is I believe in our fourth we go finish.
Oh yeah, sell your market.
I'll be YK Gunners. YK Gunners. I sell jersey of all club, even country. I say I have Chelsea, Liverpool, Arsenal, Barcelona, Sevilla, West Ham. No jersey where you ask for where I no get. Even the country on Italy, Argentina, Nigeria, I have everything. My jersey is 6,000 naira. Very quality and affordable. So now 6,000 naira. If you do customizing, be same we write name and number now 2,000. So the thing they very affordable. So if you chat me for WhatsApp, my handle be YK Gunners, YKGUNNERZ. Or you message me on WhatsApp, my number be 08008083184042. So if you chat me for WhatsApp, I go answer you fast, and we deliver to anywhere, even to the US. To the UK, we they deliver anywhere. So just chat me up. Within a day or two, you go get your jersey fast. And if you buy family pack, maybe for your wife, yourself, your children, you go get discounts. So chat me up and get your quality and affordable jersey.
If you've been a Jazz Now fan, make sure say you follow us on top Instagram and Twitter at UpGunnersNG. We do on top Facebook as well at UpGunnersNG. UpGunners! Arsene Wenger Invisible, the definitive portrait of one of the greatest managers of all time, go come cinema from November 11. It could be available on Blu-ray, DVD and digital download on November 22. Courtesy of Noah Media Group, the creators of the most acclaimed feature-length sports documentaries of recent years, comes the very first documentary about Wenger, as told in his own words. What Wenger achieved with Arsenal changed the landscape of English game and shaped football worldwide. This documentary will feature remarkable access and previously unseen archive footage as directors Gabriel Clark and Christian Jean-Pierre go draw back the veil on a truly enigmatic figure where they discuss for the first time the football addiction will be both in driving force and in fatal flaw. Location of the documentary now England, France and Arsene home village of Dottenheim. Arsene Wenger Invisible now compelling intimate insight into a football figure like no other. They frame this documentary against the backdrop of Arsenal's historic invisible season of 2003-2004. The film will show us Wenger as in they reflect candidly on a revolutionary era for the club and the emotional and personal begin we surround him exit after 22 years. We go see a supporting cast led by Wenger's greatest rival from the time, Sir Alex Ferguson, and star players William Carrier they impacted by the French coach. We go see Thierry Henry, Patrick Vieira, Dennis Bergkamp, Ian Wright, Emmanuel Petit, Robert Pires. As a Wenger achievement this stunning, in legacy they unique. Never before in don't tell to read like this in your own words until now. Don't forget, as a Wenger Invisible, the definitive portrait of one of the greatest managers of all time, go enter cinema on November 11. Condé available on Blu-ray, DVD, digital download on November 22. Make sure say you get your copy. If you want pre-order, just go arsenal.com. Up Gunners!
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.